Blog Talk Radio.
Game of the Indiana Pacers and Miami Heat. As we see a complete meltdown. You can't even say the refs had so much to do with this as just not playing defense, and Hibbert is a bum, and Paul George is not a superstar, and can I say Hibbert is a bum again twice? And Lance Stephenson, he's just, I don't know. I'm watching the game as we do this show tonight. It's the last 3 minutes and 38 seconds. But you can call in and talk about this Eastern Conference Final with the Miami Heat and Indiana Pacers. Call in 646-652-4479. I don't know. All of us who are Hawks fans out there would definitely rather be playing the Heat. I think we would have given them a better series than Indiana looking like they're going to. Indiana pretty much had to win this game, right, for them to really be in it. With these next two games being in Miami, you know, they lose this game, they lose the next game, it's pretty much over. So it's a 10-point game, 3 minutes, 38 seconds left. I really don't, you know, especially since James is back in now, I really doubt Indiana's going to win this game. We'll watch the last few minutes. But you can also call in, talk about the Braves. Braves been playing better lately, actually been hitting the ball. They got some of the best pitching in baseball. Their offense is starting to catch up a little bit as James hits another jumper. Falcons, training camp's approaching. The rookies have been getting in the locker room and all that kind of good stuff. You know, we can talk about the Falcons and what they're going to do this year. All the returning players who were hurt from a year ago, along with the draft picks, we do have some free agents that have come in as well. As Ray Allen hits another three, this is ridiculous. I can't even watch this. I just can't even. Oh wow. Anyway, folks, you can call in and talk about. We're gonna talk about soccer. Donovan was left off the roster for the World Cup. What do you think about that for the few people who might actually like football, European style? Call in. Number is 646-652-4479. Hit me up. This is my first show in a while. I actually haven't done a sports show. Hold on one moment. Sports show in a while. I just have to update my page real quick. So I decided to go ahead and do one. Going to take a quick break. I'm going to let see so I get some callers to call in, and then I'll probably go into specifics in regards to the Eastern Conference Finals as they are. I also will talk about the Western Conference Finals a little bit. Talk to y'all in a minute.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5:00.
Oh, man. As you can see, I'm not at home.
And I'm back. I was only taking a few seconds there to kind of get regulated on some stuff. I will go ahead and mention that a lot of people are doing different things out there in the community. As I look at the year 2014, it's almost halfway over. There's some people who've decided to do something with themselves. One of them is a young lady in Tennessee. Her name is Majita. She started her own company a few months ago. If you'd like to take a look at it, you can visit her website at www.majitamodelsandtalent.com. You can call 404-500-8809, or you can email her at majita@majitamodelsandtalent.com. So check her out. She knows what she's doing. She's helped a lot of people. So give her a holler. I do know she's actually going to be starting to do some stuff in Atlanta pretty soon. So definitely hit her up if you're someone. After you look at her website, you know, go ahead and take a look. Back to sports-related stuff. I mentioned the Western Conference Finals. We all know the whole debacle with Ibaka going down. Supposedly hurt. Now he ain't as hurt. He might play. I think it's too little too late. Unless a miracle happens, I think OKC is going to get beat. I think Scott Brooks is going to get fired. I believe that Westbrook might get traded, or worst case scenario for them, Durant demands a trade to get out of there because the frustration is what happened since 3 years ago when they were in the finals. San Antonio, I believe, they're just waiting to get to the finals again. They want it bad, and they want this team in specifics. 2 minutes left in the Indy game, if you're still watching it for whatever reason. Oh, wow, now Wes is chalking up threes. Yeah, that's going to work. This is so ridiculous. All right, so back to the Eastern Conference. If you're a Hawks fan, we didn't beat Indy in Game 6. That's the Hawks' fault. Otherwise, this could be a completely different Eastern Conference Finals because I'm pretty sure he walked, didn't he? I'm pretty sure they would have beat Washington. Okay? So, you know, it's all hypothetical now, but because the Hawks have given the Heat a run for their money. I think so. I know so. They've done it before. So let's look at next year coming up, people coming to the team brand new, people coming to the team possibly as free agents, bulking up in a whole year under Bud system with the guys coming back, extra rebounds coming up, with Al coming back, hopefully Afro coming on, a full season of Muscala, that's going to be a big deal. It looks like we're going to have one way or the other Perel, so maybe he'll buck up a little bit and help with some rebounds and some other things. I would love for Brand to kind of hang around for a year more and more. We know Aeon's going to be gone. You know, he's a bum. It's like this guy Hibbert that's sitting on the bench. Oh, wow. Don't want to say nothing bad about Hibbert because he might actually go and do something stupid with himself. But he's just sad. He's like Clifford the Big Red Dog. I mean, that's all I can say about that. So, yeah, call in. Let's talk Hawks. Talk 646-652-4479. Call in. And let's talk some basketball. Let's talk some baseball. Let's talk some football. Back to football, the Falcons, you know, right now. It won't really be until we get some players on the field and actually walk through things where they're going to really stand as far as power ratings and things of that nature. But I feel the Falcons, as constituted, are going to be a really big deal. I think people, it's not that they're underestimating them. I mean, they played like crap last year. We all know that. But at the same time, they didn't, you know. Six of their losses were by a touchdown or less, you know, and a lot of the issues that they had were fixed. The offensive line, fixed. Defensive line, I think it's getting there. Okay. Yeah, it's a garbage game. It's over. It's done. They might as well not even come to the rest of the series, basically. My dad just stands. Well, I mean, Indiana had the game, technically, and then foul started, and then they just, I don't know, I really don't even, can't even explain what happened. This time.
I watched it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a 5-point game, and all of a sudden it was a 12-point game, and Ray Allen hit like 20 threes in a row. He was wide open every time, and, you know, it is what it is. Let's see, what was I talking about? Falcons. Offense and defense. Falcons lost a lot of games because of offense and defense line, period. They couldn't push anybody, which means they couldn't get nobody's face, which means defensive backs had all the trouble in the world because people were open. Offensively, couldn't push the ball, which means you can't run the ball. If you can't run the ball in the NFL, you're never going to win. It doesn't matter how good your quarterback is. Even though Matt Ryan still threw for 4,000 yards last year. That's the crazy thing. With Harry Douglas and whoever else he had back there, he still threw for 4,000 yards. So just at, on the basis of, guess what, we're getting Roddy White and Julio back full season, hopefully. You know, whoever we got tight end, you know, whatever. We're going to have Steven Jackson for a whole year, healthy. You know, we're going to have Jacquez Rodgers, and we're going to have the new guy that we drafted. So just on that basis, along with our high number six pick, Mr. Matthews back there, and then moving Sam over to the other side, I just see, you know, like I said, monumental shift in success as far as running the ball and pass blocking. You do that, you know who we have behind the center, Matt Ryan, Matty Ice, I believe. We're going to see a lot of him come back this year. Then it's just a matter of, can we stop anybody? As always, the history of the Falcons, can we stop anybody? We've always been able to score with people, for the most part, but it's always been a matter of, we're always seen being a prevent defense. It's crazy. I think that changes now because we're actually going to really be able to put pressure on people. We're actually really going to be able to stop the run on a consistent basis, I believe. What's his name? Worrell, our rookie linebacker from last year. He's going to be his second year this year, along with all the other linebackers we got. And then we got some great defensive backs. We got us a safety, another safety, you know, go back there with more. So I think that defensively, I mean, it always comes down to scheme, of course, you know. I think the Falcons are really leading up to be a dangerous team this year as far as what I think their record's going to be. I'll go ahead and throw it out there. 16-0, they're going to win all the games. That way I can't go wrong if something bad happens, right? Of course, coaching comes down to it. You know, Mike Smith, you know, we have to have some different play calls this year, you know, coming up. There's a lot of bonehead stuff that happened, and he's the coach, and there's just no way to go around it. Some of that stuff he calls is stupid, right? We lost 6 games, 7 points or less. You gotta look at that. You know, we had some games that we just had no chance of winning by default. But we had games that we were in, and 6 games, 3-3, you know, all of a sudden we're in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? We were 4-12, you know. Just think about that a little bit. So, for the Falcons, I think, have a great, great next 5 years ahead of us to where we're going to do something. I think we're going to get to that Super Bowl. I think we can get a ring. We'll get one before Dallas, that's for sure, for all you Dallas fans out there. Braves, let's talk Braves. Bravos, like I said, they're starting to hit clutch. And that's the biggest thing. I don't even really care about hitting. Can you hit in the clutch, though? Can you hit with runners in a scoring position? You know, we ain't been doing that, you know. eventually we got to find somebody in AAA that can actually hit for average. I mean, you got these all these other teams that got four or five people hitting over 300 and stuff, and we can't barely get one person over 250. That just can't happen anymore when we have the best pitching in baseball every year. You know, and this reason, I think a lot of people forget, somehow this team won 94 games last year. You know, it virtually is the same team. Virtually. We lost our catcher, and we lost the starting pitcher. You know, Brian McCann is in New York, and Huddy is in San Fran. Now, are we hurting for that? Not really, for all intents and purposes. Not on the McCann front, really, because he's never been counted as, like, the productive person, you know. And Huddy was hurt last year, so we didn't know what we were going to get this year anyway. It would have been cool for him to finish his career as a Brave, probably, but, hey, winning is winning, right? What we got right now is the best in baseball, and we still got pitchers coming later on this summer, right? So we just got to hit, and if we hit and score, we can win games. And I think the Braves are starting to show that again. I actually don't know if they won tonight or not. I need to check the score, see. Let's be a little bit proactive, right? Let's see if we want. MLB. See, this is great with live radio, right? You can do stuff like this. By the way, call in 646-652-4479. If you're listening, you should call in. Give me your opinion on this stupid game that just ended with the Heat in Indiana. Talk about the Falcons. Are you Atlanta fans? Are you some other fans that I really don't want to talk to, but I'll let you call into my show anyway? You know, it's, oh, wow, the Braves lost 3-1. But there you go. One run. Garbage. We win four. If we get four runs or more, we win. We can't score one run. You know, you can't win like that unless you shut out everybody. All right, well, that's the end of the Braves talk for the night. Disgusting. Let's see what else. Donovan being left off the World Cup team for the United States. I only have really one small opinion about that when it gets down to it. I mean, you can go by the commentary on the news and what he said, what the coaches said and everything, but I think on the basis of we don't really have no real World Cup history. You know, in the one few moments that we had, Donovan was involved. You know, and unless the other two, three players that made the team ahead of him are like 300% better than him one way or the other, I think he should be on the team just for the fact that, hey, if it's 0-0, you need to take him off the bench. I mean, you don't have to start him, but at least have him on the bench, right? That's just my opinion, you know. It's kind of like one of those, you know, Mr. Beckham moments, you know. I'd rather have him on the bench chilling until the last moment just because he's Beckham, right? You know, and that's why USA football don't have no real fans. We don't have no, we just don't have it still. We don't get it. You know, so that's my opinion on football. You know, I'm not going to start talking about cricket and water polo and stuff like that. Don't worry. But it is a prevalent news story. You know what? I forgot. This is ESPN. Having sex with LeBron James. Let me turn. Oh, is that too graphic for y'all? I'm sure there's a war movie on that I would probably enjoy watching a whole lot more than having to watch LeBron James take off his jersey and his shorts because he has a cramp, you know. We were probably seconds away from Bosch coming into the picture and massaging his thigh. It's just horrible. See, X-Men Origins. No, I don't want to see that. The Green Berets. I've seen that too many times. Where Eagles there. I'll watch Where Eagles there. All right, so my sports talk show tonight has gone awry because I don't have any callers. Even though all the folks on Atlanta Hawks Nation, I let them know I was doing a show tonight. I actually told them yesterday. And I know they're looking at me now like, man, Chris is crazy. He's talking about us. I sure am. 646 652-4479. However, I will say for those who are listening, I do appreciate it, of course. Don't get mad that I'm talking about you because you ain't called in. But it's all the point of, you know, we have to have a discussion. I mean, it's two people that are talking. It can't just be me. Well, meanwhile, I was in Atlantic City last week, had a convention to go to, and when it comes to what you want to do with your life, whatever you might be doing on the 9-to-5 end, or you're in education, you're getting your college degree, things of that nature, you can't ever have enough money. The whole reason you're going to school is to be able to make a certain amount of income. The whole reason you go to work every day is to have a certain amount of income. So when you see things that people are doing and you can see that they're being successful at it, don't you think it's worth taking a look at? Nobody says you have to do anything you don't want to do, but why wouldn't you want more information about something? You know, if you wanted to invest in a stock, you have to first research. And then guess what? You got to put some money into it. To make money, you got to spend money, period, right? So when you want to do something to make more money, no matter what it is, even if it was getting your job, right, you'd have to go and find out about the job you supposedly want. But you don't just go and just start getting you don't just work a job that you don't know what you're doing and don't know what history they are. You don't even know if they're real. Okay? So whenever you get a chance, look at what I do. Because I do what I do on the basis of I'm home every day taking care of my dad, where I moved from Miami, Florida. Some of you know I used to be in Miami Beach. I moved back home to my hometown, take care of my dad who's ill. And I wouldn't be able to do that if I was working on someone else's terms, okay? I don't work at a corporate, you know, location of any kind. I don't punch a time clock because I can't. You know, they're not going to let me just be off, definitely. Not going to happen. Ain't going to do it, just like Vine, right? So all I ask is if you want to take a look at what I do, if you're curious, because especially if you're on my Facebook page and you check me out, you know, how am I always available to do just whatever I want to? Visit my website, linx.net/full-time-service. And you can take a look at my site. You can click on the products tab. You can click on the opportunity tab and look at that video. That video gives a really good synopsis of everything that I do. I met one of the reality TV stars, Lisa Nicole Klaus. She was there in Atlantic City. She's on the show Married to Medicine on Bravo, and she works with me, helps me out, and inspires me to do more. So, you know, she's a multimillionaire from the company that I work with, you know. And she's on TV. Yeah, you can see her. She comes on, the show comes on tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, Married to Medicine. She's there in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, so that's somebody you can Google. Look her up. Anyway, back to the show. I just had to go ahead and throw that out there because I'm trying to buy time a little bit and trying to get a caller or two to come in, so I'm just doing commercials right now. Again, call in 646-652-4479. You can check out the website, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. You can visit my website at www.imtmworldwide.com as well. That shows you everything I've ever done over the past 7 years or so in regards to entertainment and consulting and all that kind of good stuff. Okay, officially back to sports as I drink my crushed grape juice, soda, whatever it's called. Miami Heat win tonight, going away. Ray Allen hitting, you know, wide open threes while Hibbert is getting blocked by Munchkins from Munchkinland, from the Wizards of Oz, because apparently him being 7'3" just doesn't really matter. I believe I could probably play post defense against Roy Hibbert, I should say. It's just most embarrassing. I've never been embarrassed for a person before as much as I was for Roy Hibbert tonight, watching him get dominated by people shorter than him. By a lot. You know, it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't. He should not be on court. He's a liability. It doesn't matter. I don't care if his feelings are hurt. I don't care if he quits basketball. It doesn't matter anymore. You can't play him. I don't care. You let Scola and Bahima Mimi play. You know, play West at the five. You know, you got to do something. Bosch can't play. Bosch has been a non-factor the whole series. Who cares about Bosch? They got to figure it out. I want this to be more competitive than it looks like it's going to be. This was embarrassing to me. So let's see. We've discussed, I shouldn't say we, Miami and the NBA. I've talked about the Hawks. Talked a little bit about the West, Western Series, Western Conference Finals. Not really going to talk about them until the finals, which is going to be the Spurs, obviously. Talk about the Falcons a little bit. Who do you think will be their most dynamic star this year? Got a lot to choose from. And remember, we also have, you know, we have all these free agents that are coming in. We have these draft picks that are coming in. We got injured players that are going to be healthy. But we also got the most dynamic kick returner in football on our team now, all of a sudden. You know, so again, I said 16-0. I'm sticking to it. If we win the first game, we have a shot, right? I haven't even looked at the schedule lately. But we have all the tools in place. We have a great kicker. You know, we got a great punter still. You know, because then we have a real offensive line being pieced together now. I believe our defensive front, we have depth. I think that's going to be a big deal more than actually who's on the line is having people to where if someone gets hurt and or if someone gets winded, you can put someone on in there of equal value. And if the effort is there, if the coaching is there, I think we're good. You know, we have linebackers who will run anybody down. And then we got our cornerbacks and safeties who will track the ball, who will get in people's faces, you know. And then ball control on the other side of things, if we can run the ball halfway decent, it gives us the opportunity to not have the opposing team's offense on the field, which makes our defense even better. Our defense by offense, you know, is better. And that's why I think I'm more excited about more than anything else, just that aspect, because that aspect made us 4-12. Not losing Ronnie, not losing Julio. Because, again, Matt Ryan still threw 4,000 yards. His percentages were horrible for once. But we had the semblance of a winning team. We just couldn't close games out. That's a problem. You know? So I'm excited about the Falcons this year, you know, and then working on the new stadium. You know, we got two new stadiums being built in Atlanta. Phillips Arena will be next just by default because they're going to be a matter of if that football stadium is going to look like we've seen the pictures, they have to change Phillips over somewhat, don't you think, you know, just to match up. So my 90-second call just went out. I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I am a little disappointed no one from Atlanta called in to the show and talked about all these topics, you know. Not easy to put shows together last minute, but I went on and did it just for the sake of, you know, fans and our compadres on the Atlanta Hawks Nation page. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here again. My name is Chris Royster. My show is IMTN Worldwide Radio. You can check me out, www.imtnworldwide.com. You can check me out on my Facebook fan page. I am, you know, Innovative Modern Talent Management. My Twitter is IntellectATL. And, of course, on the business end, you got to talk about something that's budgeted, 706-393-8426. Until the next time, y'all take care.